Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with some special coverage here of Big Brother 20. We've got a great guest on the podcast today. We're going to be talking with Caitlin Bristow of The Bachelor and Bachelorette fame. She's also the host of the Off the Vine podcast, which you can hear as well here on Podcast One. New episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we'll have Caitlin with us in just a minute to talk about her feelings on the current season of Big Brother. If you are joining us here for the first time and you want to hear more of what we have to say about Big Brother and Survivor, you can, of course, subscribe to the podcast when you go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes to subscribe to our podcast feed, also available at podcastone.com. All right, I'm very excited to bring in our guest today for this very special episode of Rob Has a Podcast. Of course, you know her from The Bachelorette. She is the host of the Off the Vine podcast on Podcast One, new episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. And she is also a longtime Big Brother super fan. Please welcome in Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Caitlin, thank you so much for coming on to talk some Big Brother 20 with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, first, I don't know how many of your fans may know. How big of a Big Brother fan are you?
I'm pretty big. I used to watch it all the time, like with my mom. My mom and still watches it to this day with me. And yeah, I'm a pretty huge Big Brother nerd.
Yeah. At what point did you come into watching the show?
Honestly, all I remember is, like, I was so young that I can't even really remember who they were, but I remember a girl named Allison, and this was probably
Big Brother 4.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. You're good.
Yeah. Allison in June. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved Allison. I remember I used to, like, back in that day, you couldn't really, like, creep that much. Like, there's no Instagram, there's no, like, you know, all of that stuff. And I remember trying to add her on, like, my AOL chat, like, just guessing what her usernames would be.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's like 2003. That's, you know, way, way far back. Do you think, was that a better time for reality television where you went on the show, but then also had some sort of anonymity?
Yeah, I don't know what would be a better time. Like, if you asked those people, like, back in the day, I bet they would want to come on reality television now when you can, like, have a career from it afterwards. But, but back then, they had forums online, and I feel like forums have just as much, like, bullying going on there. But now you've got, people can spoil things online now. People can trash talk. It's a whole other world now.
Yeah. I guess back then things just couldn't go viral as much.
Right.
Like, it was happening, but it was sort of everything was happening in its own sort of corner, and nothing was, you know, getting too widespread.
Yes.
I know that you have also in the past watched the Big Brother live feeds. How did you get into that?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I did it for the first time last season because last season was crazy and there was so much going on that I was like, I can't miss, like, things that are happening live that I could be watching. So I didn't know that was a thing actually until last season. I thought you could just watch Big Brother After Dark on TV or whatever, but I didn't know you could just constantly watch the live feeds. So last season, I found myself, like, waking up in the morning and, like, having coffee with them. Like, I'd turn on my computer and, like, be like, oh, are they up yet? And then I felt a little creepy, obviously, but it was interesting to see it that way. But then things were spoiled, and I like seeing them each week as they go down. So I felt like I got way too many spoilers that way.
Yeah. So you enjoy watching just the TV experience more than seeing it unfold on the live feeds.
Yeah, I do. But then you get the edited versions, and then I'm like, well, what really happened? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You get a second take on it. You have a really fun interview that you had done last year with Paul from Big Brother 19, which is up in your podcast feed. And I had listened to that. What was Paul like in person?
He was funny. He was pretty much what you would think he would be, just like he has that duality of being able to be, like, laid back, but at the same time, super, like, high strung. And I don't know how he does it, but he was really entertaining. He was really easy to talk to. And it was, he wasn't, like, the most loved person by some, but then he had, like, some really big Paul fans. So he seemed really humble and funny and kind, and I actually really enjoyed interviewing him.
Yeah, well, he gets a lot of hate because I know you were really into Big Brother 19, but a lot of people did not like, and you know, I'll admit it as well, it was not always fun to watch, and I loved him in Big Brother 18. But in Big Brother 19, that he was so controlling and so dominant over everything going on in the house, it sort of sucked a lot of the fun out of the season.
I do agree with that, but that's because all of the people on that season let him, except for like Jess and Cody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it felt like that was like, I don't know, it was kind of the Paul show.
Yeah. So tell me, this season, Big Brother 20, are you enjoying this season?
I think this is one of the best seasons I've seen in a while. I really like everybody that's there, and they've got like a good combination of like the crazy and the calm. I'm a little disappointed in the showmance stuff going on. Like I'm like, where's that? What's happening there?
So you're upset that there aren't more showmances happening?
Yeah, because I kind of watch it for that reason too. I'm kind of like a hopeless romantic like that, where I'm like, okay, you guys are stuck in this house. Like I want to see a good love story while we're at it.
So last season, one of the reasons why you liked it so much, you had Justin, Cody, you had Mark and Elena, you had Raven and Matt. So there was a lot of showmancing going on in the 19.
Yes, maybe like too much. Like I just like one good love story.
Now, I know going back earlier this season that there were some comparisons between when Fessy had the power of veto and he had to choose who was he going to give the power of veto to. I saw on your Twitter that you had retweeted the meme of Fessy as the Bachelor.
Yes. Yeah. Because it was like, it was almost like the veto was a rose and he was trying to decide between two women that he really loves who he wanted to give it to. It was hilarious.
Yeah, would Fessy make a good bachelor?
I actually think he would, because he's very vulnerable and he seems to be like in touch with his feelings, and he's a good looking guy and he's funny. I actually think he'd be a great bachelor.
Yeah, because I think that probably a lot of people, maybe I'm being naive about this, but when they go into the Bachelor, Bachelorette universe, I think that they kind of feel like, well, I'm not going to get sucked into all of the drama.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, here's Fessy, and I bet if you watched his pregame interviews, he probably was talking about how he's going to be, you know, above it and there to win. And then, I don't know what to do.
And he's shedding tears over two women. And that's funny. That's what I thought, too, going into the Bachelor world. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be that girl that cries, or I'm not going to fall in love with this guy. And then here we are.
In Big Brother 20, we had your namesake in Caitlin Herman, who has been gone now for 2 weeks. Still very sad.
I really liked Caitlin, one, because she wears scrunchies and I have a scrunchie line. So I was like, ooh, her name's Caitlin and she loves to rock a scrunchie. So that's cool. And then otherwise, I don't know. I really liked her, spiritual angle on everything. And, even though she was kind of off on a few things, she was on a few, and I thought she was so entertaining. Like I loved watching her.
Would you reach out to her about becoming a life coach, maybe in exchange for some of your scrunchies?
Oh, that's a great idea. I never thought about that. But now I'm like, as soon as we hang up this call, I'm going to go creep her on her Instagram and reach out.
Yeah, she was my favorite this season. I was so fascinated by everything about her because she came into the season and then, you know, was, you know, had this mindfulness and she was going to meditate. But then she was also like a tornado that was creating all of this havoc. That I feel like that I could watch just live feeds of Caitlin. That I'm ready for her to get her own show after this.
That's true. I think she'll be back too for like All-Star, and if they do an All-Star season again or other things. Like I feel like she's going to be back the same. You know, Paul, how did Paul get another chance? You know, that's crazy. Maybe Caitlin will.
Yeah, well, Paul, he was a fan favorite and he got so close to winning, and they felt like, okay, well, you know, he's popular, let's bring him back, and then it'll
for ratings. Be
guaranteed to go well. But he was, you know, a really good player by the end of Big Brother 18, and then was, you know, too good for everybody else in Big Brother 19. Whereas Caitlin, I feel like they could bring her back, and it's not like she's going to completely dominate the game in terms of like running circles for everybody.
That's true. And like for Paul, it just seemed so unfair because, you know, when you make it that far in that game, you probably leave that house and you, I assume you just go into this mode where you just think about what you could have done and what you would do next time. And that's probably like all he thought about to fall asleep when he woke up in the morning, when he's like eating his breakfast. He's probably like, what could I have done differently and what would I do next time? And then he had that opportunity. And Caitlin, I think, just doesn't know as well because she didn't make it that far. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think it'd be good.
Talk to me about some of your other favorites that you have from Big Brother 20.
I think everybody loves Tyler. Does everybody love Tyler?
I think that a lot of people like Tyler, but I think that Tyler also gets a lot of what Paul got last season where, oh, I hate it that he's always getting his way. I hate that he's controlling everything. And then it also gets into the, oh, the show wants him to win. So
yeah.
People love the underdog on, and I'm not sure if that necessarily carries over into in the Bachelor, Bachelorette world, but in Big Brother,
it does.
The audience just loves the person that is not going to win.
Yeah, I think you're right. I wonder all the time, because I do know some producers from The Bachelor have been producers on Big Brother, and I always wanted to, like, but they don't tell their secrets. Like, I always want to know how much is, like how often they're sitting back behind that wall or whatever, because they can't see them, like kind of pushing them in certain directions and getting the other people to like trust Tyler more. Like, I don't know how much convincing they do. But I would love to sit in on that. But I just think Tyler, I don't know. He just seems like to me, that's good gameplay. Like, he's playing both sides, but he's still kind of controlling it, but they don't really know he is. Like, I find that good gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also love Haley. Yes. I think she's a really solid player, and I think she's like a really stable player as well. And she's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Sam? Have you had any thoughts about her? Because she's been a polarizing character this season.
Yeah. Sam at the beginning was like, I think everybody just adored her and the whole robot thing. So you kind of felt for her. And then moving forward, I'm like, okay, what? I thought Sam was like this soft, sensitive, like kind of emotional girl who is just like friendly to all. And now I'm kind of like, ooh, she's kind of, she gets on her little power trips. She acts like she like knows the game, but she doesn't. But I still like her. There's something like charming about her.
Mm-hmm. Going to this week, what did you think of the big blow up that Bailey had on Tyler?
Okay, that was uncomfortable to watch. Like, yeah. I was like, oh gosh, like what happened to her mouth is my question. Why was she bleeding?
So from what I understand, that she was so upset that she either like bit her cheek or something else inside of her mouth. And she just got so upset that then like blood started coming out.
Yikes. Yeah, that, I mean, it made for some great memes, but I was uncomfortable watching it. I almost had like secondhand embarrassment watching her. But at the same time, I'm like, that would suck to have that put on you that you were the hacker when you're not. And then, you know, like everything that Tyler said to her, I think I'm like, I understand her getting upset, but that upset was a little terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that she was able to, at least in terms of like going out of the house, that I think that it would have been spun differently if she would have come out and been like, you know, yelling at everybody outside of the house. But I thought that she ended up, you know, really, you know, being able to spin it, or at least the production being able to spin it, that she just had a low moment. And then, you know, this was like the fun Bailey that got kicked out on Thursday night.
That's true. And I know all too well what it's like to be like isolated in a house, no phone, no contact with your family. You're just stuck in a house full of people that you don't know. And you do really lose your mind. And so I'm like, you know, she's that's like day, what, 50 something in the house.
Yeah.
So I imagine at that point, you're just like going crazy a little bit. Like, I would too. So I give her the benefit of the doubt for that, because I kind of understand.
What do you think about Scotty? I saw that you tweeted about you weren't sure if you liked him or if he was some evil super genius.
Well, which would make me actually like him if he was in the Big Brother house. So I shouldn't have said that, but I actually like him. I think he's a good player. Like, he seems to be good at competitions, and I think he's like so awkward and funny in the house that people kind of like don't see him as a threat, but they question like his intelligence. Like, they think he's really smart. But I do like him as a player. I'm trying to think of who I don't like in the house. Like, I actually really like everybody.
There's nobody, even from the people that aren't there anymore.
From the people that aren't there. Okay, I'm not like a really big fan of Angela.
Okay. She's too mean.
Yeah, she's a bit of a mean girl, and then like quiet when she's not being mean. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't ever really see her being like a really outgoing, like fun, happy, nice girl. Like, I either see her being like super quiet or mean. So I'm not like the biggest fan, but at the same time, I always hate saying that because I'm like, but I don't know them in real life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who left that I wouldn't like. I liked Rachel. She grew on me.
Yeah.
Who else left that I...
Swaggy C.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Swaggy C, I didn't like at the beginning because I was like, who the hell speaks to themselves in the third person with a self-proclaimed nickname, like with t-shirts made and like, anyways. But then as the season went on, I was kind of like, ah, he's funny TV. Like, you can kind of laugh at him and how he'd like go have his own little self pep talks like that. He kind of grew on me. And then he called me out after. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but
no, he didn't see this. Why did he?
Oh, you didn't?
No, why did he call you out?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was watching, cause I'm friends with Mark and Elena, and yes, Elena was doing a, Instagram live video, and Swaggy like joined her on the live.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, Swaggy. And then Elena was like, yeah, Caitlin said that, she wasn't sure about you in the beginning, but you grew on her. And he was like, oh, thank you. Like, who's Caitlin? Yes. And she was like, oh, she was the Bachelorette. She's a Big Brother fan. And he was like, oh, thanks. He goes, you know, I was just trying to make good TV and blah, blah, blah. And I think he just really wanted to be a character so badly, yes, like, a, you know, like a memorable diary room character. And I don't think that's really who he is. I think he's actually like more Christopher, his real self, but he was trying too hard to be Swaggy C. So anyways, I had tweeted like, Swaggy C, like, can you not, with the self-proclaimed nickname and the t-shirts and everything.
Right.
And then he retweeted me. I should have had it pulled up because he made great points, but he clapped back to me and he said basically pointing out every other, player in Big Brother history who had a self-proclaimed nickname and how they're like BB legends and all the stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, Big Brother fans, like they can get pretty mean on the internet. And so all of a sudden, all these Swaggy C fans came after me and started calling me some pretty nasty names. And like, I mean, it got really mean to the point where I was like, ooh, I might not even like tweet about Big Brother anymore because these people are mean. Mm-hmm. And then I said to him, I said, Swaggy, may I call you Swaggy without the C? Like, I don't know. But I was like,
so informal.
Yeah, to drop the C and just call you Swaggy. But I was like, I told you that you grew on me. And then he was like, my bad. And then he kept tweeting, being like, everybody leave Caitlin alone. Like, she's good. She's nice. We like her. And now we're social media friends.
You're back.
yeah, exactly.
You know, I think Swaggy C gimmick would probably work better on The Bachelorette than it would in the Big Brother house. Because I think that the idea when you come into the Big Brother house is you want to come in, you want to make the target on yourself as small as possible.
Exactly.
Like, you want the least amount of attention. Whereas I could see him like walking out of the limo on night one and like, hey, Caitlin, what's going on? The ladies call me Swaggy C and I've got a Swaggy C t-shirt and my face is on the back. That's how you know it's me, Swaggy C.
Totally.
Like, oh, okay. Like, he'd get a rose. Like, you'd remember him.
He'd get a rose just because he would make good TV, but not because I was like, ooh, that's my future husband.
Yeah, no.
And then on. Yeah, I'd keep him around. And then on Big Brother, though, it's like he should have just like came in with, you know, he was like, he won the competition and he was like, I run this house, like night one. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Caitlin, I have a lot of questions for you from the listeners of the podcast, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
A lot of people want to know, have you watched the Canadian version, of course, that you are a proud Canadian. Did you watch Canadian Big Brother at all?
You know, you would think I would just because I am Canadian, but I live in the States and we don't get that on TV there. So I haven't watched any of them, but I want to go back and watch this last season because my girlfriend Allie that I used to work with at a restaurant was on the Canadian one.
Yes. Well, I can get you a hookup if you want one on the Canadian Big Brother links.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that would be good because I heard it's good.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's a little bit different from the American version, but you know, it's fun.
Like everybody's a little bit nicer and
not always. Okay. So a lot of people were hearing your name in relation to Celebrity Big Brother around the time that that was going to go on. So let me ask you. Is that something that you would be interested in doing? There is going to be another Celebrity Big Brother, from what I understand, maybe around the same time as last year. Would you ever consider Celebrity Big Brother?
If you would have asked me that, like, I don't know, like a couple years ago, I would like die to go on. And now I'm like a little bit jaded from reality television that I'm like, well, what are they going to make me look like? And what if people just like come after me again? I feel like I've already dealt with like the... I don't know, like the backlash of being on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go through that again or if it's worth it. But at the same time, like that was something that is kind of on my bucket list, like being the Big Brother house. Like I would love to do that. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about if I would do it or not. But at the same time, nobody's asked me. So I didn't even get the question last season. But yeah, I got a lot of tweets about it, but it never came down to like I could be an actual choice.
Well, Kaylin, I think you should definitely consider it if you have the opportunity because it's short. It's like 3 weeks. And,
you're right.
They really, I think that they, you know, went out of their way to protect everybody. I don't think anybody really came across looking bad. You know, they don't make you slop. So
I feel like they're not doing that this season either. I haven't seen like anyone eat slop or be in the have not room.
I just don't think they show it on TV. I think that there are have nots. To be honest, I haven't heard much about slop, but you know, I'm pretty sure it's in there for this season.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I'm like, I haven't seen any of that. But yeah, like, I feel like that would be part of the Big Brother experience, though, being on slop. But I don't know. I guess I would be crazy to like not at least consider it and think about it.
I think they made the celebrities eat it for like 48 hours. I think that they had like a very abbreviated have not experience.
Just so spoiled.
Yeah. Amanda Danforth wants to know, what past house guest does Caitlin think she would play like?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh my gosh. You know what? I would have said Brittany. Like remember the Brittany Brigade?
Hates.
And
yes.
Yeah. Okay. But then I went back and watched her season and she was kind of mean. Like she kind of was like mean to the other girls. So I would play like her in a certain way, but I wouldn't be as like catty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This was a question. A lot of people had some version of this question, which was basically, could you pick one male and one female from Bachelor Nation that would be best at Big Brother and tell us why?
Oh, okay. A male. Let's see. Oh, I just feel like there's so many people from Bachelor Nation that would be, I mean, they're all such hilarious TV,
if it's easier, then who from Big Brother should go to The Bachelor?
Oh, no, that's harder.
Okay.
I would pick Wells from Bachelor World to be on Big Brother because he has solid commentary. Like he would be so good in the diary room and he's funny like that. Like he's quick witted and I feel like he'd be entertaining. And from the girls, does anybody remember Ashley S. from my season? I don't know if anyone remembers this, but it was from Chris Soule's season. And she was like one of the most memorable, in my opinion, people on Bachelor.
Okay.
Ashley S. from Chris Soule's season and Wells Adams.
All right. Caitlin Kupski wants to know if you can give some can you nots related to Big Brother.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay, so I do a segment on my podcast called Can You Not, where I just like pick a topic and I'll go on little rants about like what's annoying about it. Big Brother, Can You Not JC? I don't know why he is like just JC in general. Sometimes I'm like, he is so funny, but like sometimes I'm like, I feel like he's trying too hard. Like, I don't know why every time he holds that door open when somebody leaves the house and he's jumping like up and down, going nuts. I'm like, no, JC, can you not?
It comes naturally to him.
Oh, do you think so?
I don't know. He's like, he goes into like, you know, instantly like the door opens and he's like into the Roger Rabbit and like doing a handstand. like it's like, okay, quick. You have 1 second.
You're right. He's very animated. Mm-hmm. I also would say, can you not, Scotty, in the diary room look like you want to murder somebody? Like, he's always, like, got his head down, but his eyes are up, and he's, like, looking into the camera like he's, like, about to... It creeps me out every single time, and I'm always like, ugh, can you not?
This is great. I love can you not.
Oh, you do? Oh, good. Yes. I'm trying to think of one more. Oh, you know what? As much as I love Haley, can you not... clearly like not see Julie and tell her how ravishing she looks in the diary room every time. I'm like she's looking down, she can't even see Julie, and she's like, you look ravishing. Yeah. And she says it like every time. I'm like, you can't see her.
Kaylin, this was her last night.
Hi Haley.
Hi Julie, you look astounding.
Thanks.
You look astounding. Oh my gosh, you were quick on that. Yeah, you look astounding. I'm like, you can't see her right now and you're looking down.
Okay,
can you not?
So what do you have coming up on the podcast? Do you follow The Bachelor in Paradise too?
I'm thinking about it now because so my Off the Vine comes out Tuesdays, and on Thursdays I call it grape therapy. Mm-hmm. And I usually do recaps of The Bachelorette, but that's over now. So I'm like, oh, some people are like, oh, could you recap Big Brother? But the problem is my listeners are all Bachelor fans, and I've got a few Big Brother fans in there, but the majority watch Bachelor, all the Bachelor shows. So it just seems only appropriate that I do recaps of that. So I'm thinking about now recapping Bachelor in Paradise, because I mean, I could talk about that all day long.
Why not? Right.
Yeah.
So you'll do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or that's just Thursdays now?
Yeah, just Thursdays now.
Okay. And then you have interviews with other celebrity type guests on Tuesdays?
Yes. So there's one coming up that I'm so excited about, because her name's Arielle Vandenberg, and she is one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. She's so funny and just like unapologetically herself and just quirky, but also really beautiful and sweet. And I had her on the podcast, and I'm trying to convince her to do her own podcast. And she was just like a treat because she's so funny.
Okay. All right. Well, for more Kaylin and more Can You Not, or Can You Check It Out, go and find Off the Vine on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And Kaylin, of course, I don't think you need my help on social media, but of course, you can follow Kaylin Bristow on Twitter or Instagram. Anything else?
I also have my Off the Vine podcast page on Instagram. It's just at Off the Vine Podcast. If you want to follow that, you can always see what guests I have on.
Okay. All right. Well, Kaylin, again, thank you so much. This was so nice to get the chat with you.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm going to start listening, because I'm like, I always want other people's takes on Big Brother. So I'm going to start listening.
Okay. And I'll get you set up with Big Brother Canada if you want.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Kaylin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everybody, there you have it. Kaylin Bristow from Off the Vine here on Rob's podcast, talking some Big Brother. Got a lot more Big Brother coming up on Sunday night. We are going to have Brendan and Rachel here in the studio live. Very excited about that show. Should be a lot of fun. We will talk about what goes on with Haley's nominations and Hacker App and everything else that's going to be going on Sunday night, Big Brother, of course. You can make sure you're subscribed to the podcast when you go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for that. And also, I want to thank one of our sponsors as well, our friends over at Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. What? Free streaming television? Yes, that's right. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand completely for free with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card, and you don't even need to sign up to watch because Pluto TV is easy and completely legal. That's important, to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite streaming devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TVs, PlayStation, and wherever else you stream. Check out Pluto TV. That's going to do it for us here today. Looking forward to what you guys have to say in the comments and on social media. I'm at Rob Cesarino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.